Okay, we can start a minute early. Bobby will talk about the AccuDoctor. That's a home energy management system that's open source and you can use at your home by yourself instead of buying that. Thank you, Bobby, for presenting. Okay. Have fun.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming to my talk about an energy optimization system. It's not an automation, but an optimization system called AccuDoctor EOS. My name is Bobby Nölte. I'm one of the developers of EOS. This is my first time to FOSDEM and also my first time to talk about EOS, so I'm really excited and want to thank the FOSDEM team and you, the audience, for this opportunity. I'm also a little bit nervous, so I tend to become loud when I'm nervous. Please stop me if I'm too loud and blowing your ears away. So what is AccuDoctor EOS? AccuDoctor EOS is a self-hosted energy optimization server. It creates optimal operating schedules for your batteries, electric vehicles, and household devices. So it's, yeah, the little thing from the big thing that we saw before. So we do a lot of simulation. We are in the household. EOS runs entirely on your own hardware. It's not, you do not need a cloud connection, and it's not required, and it's also not desired. EOS builds energy plans based on three key inputs: your system configuration, measurement data from your devices, and forecasts that are taken from the internet or generated locally. The workflow is simple. First, you describe the configuration. Then EOS runs its optimization regularly using the current system state, energy prices, demands and forecasts, and it then generates the optimal energy plan. Finally, your home automation system is executing the plan. In short, the EOS is like a strategic brain for your energy system, turning data and forecast into optimization instructions. Who made it? EOS was founded by Andreas, called the AccuDoctor. Andreas is a researcher in mathematical optimization and in artificial intelligence, and he has also got his own YouTube channel. He created the first version of AccuDoctor EOS. It's still quite young. We went public in September 2024, so just 1 year. Currently, we are a small community, but we have now several active users and a more or less constant flow of commits. You see, a lot of people helped to improve it and to make it like it is now. I also want to thank them for this. What can you do with AccuDoctor EOS? An example: Andreas, the founder of EOS, invested in his personal shift from fossil energy to regenerative or renewable energy. As a DIY maker, he even built his own home storage battery. You can see it in his videos. He also installed his own PV system. This was a big investment, and it feels good if you can do something about climate change, but somehow you still have to afford it. So his goal was clear. He wanted to create a better future, but want to at the minimum of costs. So, or even maybe earn some money with the tools and the assets that he built. To achieve this, he needed to schedule his energy consumption. The grid exports have to fit to his goal, and also the imports for sure. So in the end, also, Andreas uses dynamic electricity tariffs. So these tariffs change every 15 minutes, both for importing power from the grid, also for exporting, for example, excess solar energy. The prices are published 1 day in advance. So, yeah, in this case, you face a real challenge. When should you charge, for example, your car? When should you charge or discharge your home battery? To find an optimal schedule for minimizing costs becomes really complex and maybe time-consuming. So in the end, maybe it's even impossible to do it manually. So in the end, this is a complex optimization task, and okay, Andreas is a researcher in mathematical optimization. To automate this optimization, Andreas built EOS and uses EOS and also another tool called Node-RED and Grafana. And in the end, in 2024, by using EOS and all the optimization that is providing, he reduced the average electricity price from 36 cents per kilowatt hour to 31 cents per kilowatt hour. So a reduction around 13% just by using this tool and scheduling the different assets at the right time. In energy management system typically work at least in two different time scales, each with different types of decisions. Short-term decisions happen in minutes or seconds. They are usually reactive and local. The system directly responds to what is happening right now. One example is PV surplus charging. You charge the battery only with the excess solar energy that is available right now. The other time horizon relates to long-term decisions. These are strategic and not reactive. The problems have, or these problems have two key features. They are non-linear. Energy doesn't always value the same. The kilowatt hour stored in your battery right now may be cheap, but later on may value a lot more, depending on the future prices of energy, on the demands, and so on. And the problems are time coupled. Today's decisions affect tomorrow's options. So if you use the battery today, that energy is gone. But if you keep it, you may be flexible for the future, but lose the benefit at the current moment. This means we must think about forecasts, trends, and uncertainty. The question is always, when should we use stored energy? Should we act now or maybe later? This may be a benefit to act later. So this is a typical optimization problem, not a simple control problem. So we are on another time horizon. And EOS is definitely a long-term energy planning tool, and only long-term energy planning. It keeps the separate from the short-term control. EOS doesn't control devices directly. Instead, it tests the home automation system, the device operation modes, and the energy budgets for the current hour. EOS says what should happen over time, and the home automation system decides how to make it happen in real time. So there's a real difference in work. The separation is by design. Each layer focuses on what it can do best, keeping both systems, in our view, simple and effective. And in our view, this makes a perfect fit to bring these two together. EOS uses a genetic algorithm to create an optimized energy plan. The genetic algorithm creates many candidate energy plans in the 100s or 1000s. Each plan represents a different strategy. When to charge, discharge, when to export, import, what prices, and so on. The plans are not executed immediately, but they're handed over to simulations. The simulation also needs, you see it here, some forecasts, for some weather forecasts, PV production forecasts, and so on. And then they simulate what will happen. The simulation really answers the simple questions. If we follow this plan, what will happen? In the end, we know the fitness, the cost that will this plan produce. EOS then compares the results of all these different plans, selects the optimal energy plan, and only this one is then handed over to the home automation system to be executed. So in short, EOS optimizes energy management by simulating futures, not by reacting to the current situation. And the simulation is also one of the biggest benefits for this genetic algorithm, because you can With a simulation, you can really simulate nearly everything. You do not have to have linear problems, for example. They might be non-linear, they might be time-coupled and so on. Simulation works for all of that. So how can you access for EOS for you to use? EOS provides several interfaces to exchange data and to receive commands. The primary interface is the REST interface by HTTP requests and by HTTP responses. You can, by this interface, you can control everything of EOS, and you can also monitor everything. Here on the left side, you see the Swagger front end of the REST API. It uses, for example, testing of the REST API, and is automatically provided by the underlying library. We're using a fast API server for this. And the window on the right side shows the response to an energy management plan request. The plan is a JSON structure to be further processed by the requester. The JSON structure is oriented to the S2 standard, which I think is maybe a topic in the next talk. EOS can also be directly integrated into Home Assistant, I think one of the most popular open source home automation systems. It is integrated as an add-on. And EOS can provide the actual optimization instructions and the whole optimization solution to the Home Assistant, so-called entities, data sets that are used by Home Assistant. Here, for example, the actual instruction for battery one is to switch to forced charge, whereas the home application one shall be off. The REST interface is still workable also when using it in Home Assistant. And we have another special adapter that eases the data exchange with Node-RED. Node-RED is a popular flow-based programming tool also used for home automation. Yeah, that's it for the technique. If you're interested, my pledge is please get involved. Help to make complex energy optimization freely and available and easily available in open source. There are a lot of means you can help. Use EOS, report to us, provide your own ideas. We already have some for us to go for. We want to switch to 15 minutes optimization time slots because the prices are created in 15 minutes time slots. And I want to integrate my heat pump so that it also can be simulated and controlled. On the slide, you see our online resources. We are on GitHub for sure. There's the sources, the tests, and the documentation is also, the documentation sources are on GitHub. Also, there's an issues page where you can provide new ideas, enhancements, and also bugs. There are always some bugs. And our documentation is also on Read the Docs, where you can read it. And we have a forum on aquaducta.net. It is mostly German, but any language is welcome. Thank you. I think we have time for questions. Yes? No, it's not implemented. We're using the format. Okay, the question is whether we have implemented the S2 protocol, sorry. No, we did not implement the full S2 protocol, but we use it for example, for this JSON structure to structure the data that we provide in the plan.
And you mentioned like 13% agreement by applying it. How does that compare to like running a hindcast as if you have perfect foresight rather than predictions? And I imagine there would be a gap there, right?
I didn't get that, sorry. Yeah.
People will be getting it wrong occasionally, so that
13%
is very conservative.
Yeah, sure, there's more saving possible.
Are there methods that you're looking to apply to try and close that gap between predictions and
Okay, the question is whether there are any method or additional method to close the gap between the predictions to be more precise, I think.
Or to deal with that uncertainty.
Yes, we do. We have. we're mostly using predictions from the internet. So you can ask for PV prediction, for example. AcuDoctor is running its own server where you can ask for your specific configuration of PV system to get predictions from. Or we have load predictions with some load profiles that are calculated by a certain set of households to, that we are using and adapting. But because we are also getting the measurements from the system, so we can go back and do some adjustments. And in future, I think there will also some machine learning models to adjust this to your personal situation. Because but what you get is more over the over a bigger area, and so you can adjust your personal situation. That is planned, or that can happen if somebody is coding it, but it's not in at the moment. Okay, thank you.
And one last question.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Here.
How do you handle if I want to load my dishwasher now and want to run it now, or charge my electric car? How is that handled?
You just tell a certain time slot, time window when you want your charge or your dishwasher to be run.
Is that anticipated in the prediction that I might run my dishwasher? Because usually I might.
No. You get an optimization instruction. You say, okay, this is my time window, or these are my time windows. And then you get an optimal time window that will be told, for example, to Home Assistant that has to switch on your dishwasher, for example. So it's you tell what you want, you do the optimization, and you get something that's hopefully fulfilling your wishes. Okay, thank you.